My bed is my hermitage. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My bed is my hermitage. What a wonderful way to have a bed be. My bed is my hermitage. My bed is where I spend my time. My bed is where I sleep. My bed is where I dream. My bed is where I have my imagination. My bed is where I tell myself, okay, I lay down now and I have a perfect night's sleep. I sleep in peace. I sleep and have dreams of lovely things. I have dreams of beautiful experiences and beautiful activities. All in my life is glorious and good, and I am happy. I am a happy, happy person because I have chosen to live my life in a glorious, beautiful way. Why do I call my bed, my sleeping time, my hermitage? Well, that's where I go to be alone. That's where I go in my own inner sanctum to listen to the divine within me. That's where I go to prepare myself for the next wonderful day that stands before me. I choose to make my sanctum, my inner sanctum, my hermitage, a very special place. Now, we have churches and temples and sanctuaries all over the world. People respect and love these sanctuaries because they're very special. Because in those sanctuaries, people go to meditate and they go to pray. They go to listen to the divine within them. They go to find peace. They go to find health. They go to find right relationships with the world. In the hermitage, in the sanctuary of all the world, wherever they may be, the sanctuary is a very special, very blessed place, the hermitage, however we may call it, our place away from the rest of the world, our place listening to the divine center within us. Now, one of the problems that I have, and I imagine other people have too, is I have a very busy day, busy schedule. I live a very happy, fulfilled life. And when I go to bed, I just say, I am peace. I am peace. And sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes my daytime activities crawl in with me and they want to be with me in my nighttime too. They want to be with me in my evening sleeping time. They want to tell me, hey, you've got to worry about this. You've got to think about that. Hey, you didn't take care of that today. You have to take care of it tomorrow. You better think about it now. What are you going to do? Hey, what's going on in your mind? Why is this? And then sometimes I'll have deep, insidious dreams that say to me, hey, the world's in a problem here and you've got to do something about it. You're the only one who's going to do something about it. You're the only one that can do anything about this problem. And as I look at the problem in my sleep, in my dream, I wonder, what is the problem? I can't define it. I can't determine what it is. All I know is that it's something that's ruffling my attention. It's ruffling my nerves. It's giving me a bit of distress. And I think to myself, why do I do that? And so whenever such a dream comes into my consciousness, I wake myself up. I'm awake anyhow, but I wake myself up. And I say, now, be still. You have no place in my dream time. You have no place in my sleep time. You have no place in any of my time in my world, really. I'm not responsible for the world. I'm not responsible for anything. I'm only responsible for what I'm thinking about. And I'm thinking that I live in a good world. I live in a wonderful world. I live in a world of peace and harmony and goodness. I live in a world of joy. I live in a world that I love. Oh my, do I love this world. It's a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous world filled with glorious things, glorious undertakings, glorious happenings. Now, if I'm going to let this dream control me, then I'm not going to get the rest that I would like to have from my evening, the rest that I'd like to have from sleeping in my hermitage, in my quiet and my peaceful self. It's not going to be mine if I'm going to allow myself to think I must take care of the needs of the world while I'm sleeping. It's bad enough I attempt to do this sometimes while I'm awake. While I'm awake, I notice distress here and there in my world, and I reach out to love it and bless it and caress it and tell it all is in divine order. That's enough. That's enough. But when I'm sleeping, all is in divine order. I'm in my heavenly place. I'm in my private hermitage. Theoretically, no one can enter that but me. Scientists have tried to enter the sleep of individuals to find out what's going on in their lives, and they usually come up with no answers at all. One day they may, but at the moment, it's a very private place. It's a very wonderful place. What should I be doing in my hermitage? What should I be doing in my sleep time? What should I be doing when I'm listening to the divine within me? What should I be doing? Well, listening to the divine within me, that's what I should be doing, really. And when I listen to the divine within me, do I ever think there's problems to solve? Do I ever think that there's concerns or worries that need to distress me? Do I ever need to have that at all? And the answer is no. Then why do I have it? Well, I have it occasionally because I allow myself to go to sleep without putting my house in order. Before I go to sleep every night, and occasionally at night I'll miss it, but every night I say, all is in divine order. I say, I am peace. I am relaxed. I am quiet. All is in divine order. All is good and very good. I tell myself that my world is in order, that my world is a world of love. My world is a world of joy. My world is a world of magnificence. And because I tell myself this, that's what I experience. Because I can only experience where my thoughts are. And if I allow my thoughts to wander around doing things that are not my responsibility, I'm going to worry about them. And do I ever do that? Well, sometimes. Is that what I want to do? No. Then what must I do? If I don't want those thoughts, I think positive thoughts. I think loving thoughts. Now, I don't need to think specific, particular thoughts before I go to sleep. I put my house in order by saying, all is in divine order now. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And having those two separate thoughts together, having those two thoughts as I go into my inner sanctum, into my hermitage, into my sleep time, my mind wraps itself around the essence of those thoughts alone. Now, I am peace. What does that mean? I don't need to know. I don't need to know, but peace is good. And I take this peace as a blessing. I take this peace as a gentleness. I take this peace as quietness. And as I take this peace as gentleness, quietness, and a blessing, then it's mine. I don't have to know what it means when I am saying, I am peace. I don't have to know what it means when I say, I am an ideal chauffeur. I am an ideal driver. I am an ideal chauffeur as I drive my car. I know that the word ideal and the word chauffeur in my mind depict a person who is skilled and able to drive brilliantly, beautifully, wonderfully, capably, soundly, properly at all times. Now, I don't have to know all those things every time I say the word, I'm an ideal chauffeur, but that is what I put into my mind, because that's what ideal chauffeur means to me. If I say to myself, I have an ideal body, oh my, I can think of all the wonderful things an ideal body means. But when I say I have an ideal body, I'm not thinking of all those wonderful things. I'm just thinking of the generic. I'm just thinking of the total picture. I have a wonderful body. And so when I go to sleep at night, I say, I am peace. And I don't need to know what peace means or how it responds in my world. All I know is that it is good and very good, and I like it. I like whatever peace means to me. And all is in divine order? Wow! I don't have to know what that means, but I do know what I expect out of everything being in divine order, all things being glorious and good and wonderful and beautiful right now. We all have times when we must get our house in order. We all have times when we must clean up our program. We all have times when we watch television or we watch the news or we watch the videos and we watch these various things, and they sometimes put distressing thoughts in our mind. Sometimes they're subliminal, so subliminal we don't really know that they're there. And that's why we clean up our house. That's why we clean up our hermitage before we go into our inner sanctum, into that inner sanctum of our hermitage or our sleep. Before we go into that, we take time and we say, I am peace. All is in divine order. We say this, we mean this, we know this, because this is what we want. Every time we get in the car to go for a drive, we say, I'm the ideal chauffeur if you're the driver. And if you're not, then this car is surrounded by my pure white light of love and I'm having a joyous journey. And all is in divine order. There's no distress, there's no unhappiness, there's no tension of any kind. You're all in divine order, and it's good and very good. Our lives are quite beautiful and quite wonderful. Our world is quite beautiful and quite wonderful. But it's up to us to make that world something very special, make that world something ideal, make that world something very good. Because as we do that, we find that our world is better and better all the time. Our world is more wonderful, but it's only when we take the time to put it into order in ourself. We're so tempted to just run about doing things quickly and dynamically and dramatically, and as we do that, we think that we have everything in order. Well, we don't. We don't have everything in order because we have not taken a time to be at peace within ourselves. Whenever something is distressing, we say, just a minute. Now sit down. Relax. Take a few deep breaths. Relax. Okay, now. Now what seems to be the problem? What solution are you looking for? And then we find out the solution being sought is one, indeed, where peace is necessary, where right order is necessary, where balance is necessary. And then when we put ourselves in peace, right order, balance, when we put ourselves in harmony with all of life, we find that all of the desires of our heart function beautifully. Beautifully, beautifully, function so fantastically that we feel that we are great, that we are magnificent, and that we are this right now. And how great that is, because that's the truth about us. That's the truth about you, and that's the truth about me. So let's begin enjoying the truth about ourselves, because that's what we really want to do. And we will enjoy the truth about ourselves when we say, I love you, I love you, I love you.